Here we go. Ah, great stuff. Thanks for listening today, folks. It's the Agriculture Show here at CKMS 102.7. We are in the old Beamer Box Factory here at the corner of Bright Up and Weber. And today's guest is Candace Wagner, who sure really kind of came in at the very last minute here. Hope your day is going well with this. Looks like we got some big rain today, too, I think, right?
We do have a little rain today, yeah. It's great out there.
So we're also Facebook Live, so feel free to write a comment. We'll be glad to answer them at, in our show later on. We have that section where we talk about comments and other kind of wrap-up stuff. But the first thing you want to do is ask Candace, what was your first selection for music? I guess I always bring some music. Uh-huh. And what did you pick here?
I picked, of course, some Tragically Hip, right. Bob Cajun.
Okay, so why don't you just click go on that thing and we'll play that. We'll come back, talk to more to Candace, and just thanks for listening today, folks, to the Agriculture Show.
Hi, I'm Marcia Ruby from Alternatives Journal. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the Internet. Catch podcasts of the shows and visit our supporters page at radiowaterloo.ca. Community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agriculture Show is made possible by community radio. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
Hello, this is the Tugboat of the Tugboat.ca. Community Radio CKMS is the voice of the people, by the people. I support CKMS 102.7 RadioWaterloo.ca because it's the real deal.
And in fact, we are the real deal. And today, Candace Wagner has come in to talk about the real deal, which is agriculture and things like that. So, great song selection there, Tragically Hip. Are you a concert goer? Have you seen those guys at all?
I have. Yeah, my husband definitely is a big Tragically Hip fan, and it's played a lot on our long car trips.
Oh, good stuff. what about any other artists? Do you like going to see some other musicians, local stuff?
I have three kids, so mm-hmm. very busy, but we do get out every now and again, and I think he's taking me to see Diana Krall, and we've been to see you too, and some maybe a little more crazier ones, the White Stripes and Hoxley Workman. So some fun stuff in there, yeah.
Well, sure. I'm glad to hear this, Candace, because you scared me when you came in and said, I don't really know anything about music, and here you're just like a fountain of really great stuff.
It's in there somewhere, locked in.
I know. Well, you're just really gracious you to come in today on such short notice for our agriculture show. It is episode 226 of Head Second Thoughts. Candace, tell us about yourself. When you sit around, let's get to know you a little bit. When you are at the Wagner family Christmas feast, how many people are around that table? Who are these people?
Oh, boy. Well, it's mostly just close family, I guess. There's lots of us. There's lots of Wagners.
Yes.
I have probably the most children at the moment, so it's a little bit busy. There's got to be 20 at our most, maybe.
Wow.
So it's and ranging from ages, we have some 95-year-olds, 92-year-olds, right down to 10 and 8-year-olds, and it's lots of fun. Busy.
Is there any Christmas traditions you all like to do? Like, y'all go cut down a tree or something, or go skating on the pond, or anything like that that happens at a Wagner a Christmas event?
For sure, yeah. We do like skating. We've gone out to City Hall to do lots of skating.
Oh, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah. We are skiers, so we do like to get out and ski.
Yeah.
And we do spend quite a bit of time really in the kitchen. We like baking cookies together. The kids and grandma and everybody gets together and makes cookies.
I don't suspect you have time for a hobby like rock climbing or something. Do you have any hobbies and things you'd like to do?
I do. I have one that takes up a lot of my time.
Yeah.
I'm a runner.
Okay.
And in about 2 weeks and 4 days, to be exact, I am running my very first 100-kilometer race in the trails. So looking forward to that.
You know what? That's a big deal nowadays. A lot of people, and there's a lot of events like that.
Yep.
Where will this one be held at?
It is in Michigan. It's called Run Woodstock.
Okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where's your home at? Are you a country girl up there somewhere? Where's your home at?
No. I'm in Kitchener. Yeah.
So what I'm getting at is, obviously you train for this, so I suspect maybe the neighbors all have a watch, and here comes
Candace again.
Yeah, it must be 8 o'clock or something, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's either myself or my husband, oddly enough, we just returned last evening from, he's an Ironman,
yeah.
Four times an Ironman, so he's out in, at Mont Tremblant this past weekend. We were all out there supporting him, so the two of us do get out and about, and they do for sure see us going out there with our watches. There they go, for hours at a time.
Just like that, eh?
Yep.
Well, that's good news. Let's play another song here. Sure. Episode 226. Candace, what have you picked for us now?
I picked Jack Johnson.
Okay.
Bubble Dust.
And how come this song? What do you like about this one?
You know, I find that Jack Johnson just plays a lot. It's very sort of fun. He's sometimes plays around with his lyrics, and a lot of his songs we can play with the kids because they're sort of, you know.
Well, that's a good deal.
Yeah, lyric friendly, and it just makes me smile.
All right, click the button, and we'll come right back. Folks, stay locked in.
We used to be just good friends, wouldn't give me none. But all I wanted was song. She's got a whole lot of reason. She can't think of a single one that can justify leaving. He got none, but he thinks he got so many problems, and he got too much time to waste. His dreams are like commercials, but her dreams are picture perfect, and her dreams are so related, though they're often underestimated. Something that nobody knows. Her eyes are as big as a bubbly toes. On the feet of a queen of the hearts of the car. Feet are infested with tar balls. And la da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Well, I was eating lunch at the DLG when this little girl came and she sat next to me. Never seen nobody move the way she did. Well, she did and she does and she'll do it again. When you move like a jellyfish, rhythm don't mean nothing. You go with the flow, you don't stop. Move like a jellyfish, rhythm is nothing. You go with the flow, you don't stop. It's a coming to something that nobody knows. That a beauty will follow wherever. Goes up the hill in the back of a house in the wood. She loved me forever, I know. She la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da. If you would only listen, you might just realize what you're missing. You're missing me. You would only listen, you might just realize what you're missing. You're missing me. It's simple as something that nobody knows. That her eyes are as big as above the little toes. And the feet of a queen of the hearts of the car. Feet are infested with tall balls. And la da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da da.
We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo, on the digital Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at radiowaterloo.ca. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at radiowaterloo.ca. Community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agriculture Show is made possible by Community Radio. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
I'm Owen Roberts from the GMOs. You are listening to Community Radio, CKMS, Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, or on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, or on the internet at soundfm.ca. Community Radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music.
Okay, we're back, and let's get to know a bit more about our guest today, Candace Wagner. She very kindly came in the last minute here, and this is just great. So we got a little bit of there's like 20 people sitting around the Christmas table. Excuse me. So that's nice and do that, to have that so many people. And now in section number two, episode 227, we're at 226. I'm going to ask Steph. I'm going to ask Candace. Hi, Steph. I'm going to ask Candace, tell us what you do. What fills up your day? What kind of projects are you working on? Tell us what you do.
Well, first of all, as I said before, I'm a mom of three, so very busy family and full of athletes. So we're always running from one thing to the other. But when I'm not there, you can always find me in the Supperworks Waterloo kitchen.
Okay, and what's that?
Well, we help busy families eat well. So we have a menu every month with lots of great food choices on it. And our families, our customers are picking 6, 9, or 12 different meals that they want to either come into our kitchen and make themselves. And if they're making 6 meals, they can do that in an hour. And we do offer a lot of children's sessions. So it's a great way to work with children and introduce children into a kitchen environment. It's very safe. There's no, we do all the chopping and everything for you. So it's just measuring food and putting smelling food and putting all together to build meals. If people don't have that kind of time, because we are all very, very busy these days, I can definitely relate. We can do it for them. And then they can just pick them up to take them home, or we can even deliver out to them. So the idea is that you have meals that are ready to go. So at home, it's maybe 20 minutes, half an hour to get that meal on the table.
Yeah.
And you've put it together most of the time, so you know what ingredients are in it.
Yep.
Allows you to accommodate different food tastes and different food allergies and sensitivities and still have a lot of fun. So we like to have a lot of fun at Supperworks.
Well, I'm glad that really fits in with our show, the Agriculture Show. We'll get to that section a little bit later on. What a great thing. Do you have a website while I think of it? How would people get a hold of it if they wanted to participate?
We do. It's supperworks.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you can go there and sign up or and just follow up on your interests here?
Absolutely. You can see what menu items are out there and just how you want to do it, whether you want to make it or have us do it. It's all there.
So how many show up on a typical? Is this every night? How long do you get together with your group?
Holy well, our kitchen is open from Tuesday to Saturday,
all
and
right.
People do need to book in advance. So we take bookings about 4 days in advance, and we run different sessions at different times of day. So you're booking into the time you want to come in, and that allows us to go out and get your food items, bring them into our kitchen, and prep them for you.
Got it.
So today, being Tuesday, our groceries arrived this morning, and the team's in there getting everything ready. So we have sessions that start tonight at 6.
6 o'clock. So you're getting prepped now for 6 o'clock, which is the first every week. It starts on Tuesday, not Mondays, Tuesdays. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. So you know what? Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, yours truly doesn't do much cooking and probably a good benefit from such a great project as that.
Absolutely, yeah. We do.
So how many people help you? Like, I can't imagine by yourself.
Oh,
you
no.
You can do, like, how many people would show up? 10 people, 20 in any given evening just for...
To prepare?
Yeah.
Yeah, anywhere from maybe 5 to 10, 15. It depends. Sometimes people come alone to put their meals. It's a lot of busy moms, and they come maybe when their kids are at dance and they put their
That's
meals together.
Idea.
Yeah, so they're making the best use of their time. Sometimes people come together as date nights, or we got a bunch of girlfriends coming out making really good use of their time and putting meals together for their families. Yeah, I got a great team in there that I work with. So on a prep day like today, there's probably 5 of them in there getting everything ready.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's just for the day. And then I have a new team that comes in the evening.
So it'd just be exciting. How long have you been doing this?
11 years.
Wow. So you got some real staying power there. What, any idea, like, would you want to like the double inside? What would be in a perfect world would be the next steps?
Well, yeah, you know, I would love to have a second location. Yeah. Supperworks is a Canadian-owned franchise. Mm-hmm. So there are 10 locations, and all in southwestern Ontario.
Okay.
So, you know, I think it's just really servicing the needs of our community. So right now it's really just making sure we're getting everything right.
Yeah. Good deal. So do you mess around with Facebook and all those other media too?
I sure do. Oh, yeah, I do my own Facebook Lives on Saturdays. So,
by the way, folks, if you're listening to the FM signal, you can check us out here on Facebook Live, the Agriculture Show. We're on there now live, and with Candace, and so and we have questions, and I just want to. We have questions come in, and looking forward to answering them. That'll be in our fourth section of our show here today. We got to really keep motoring along because we're up against a bit of a clock here. So let's wrap up this section. We're going to play another song. Go to that website. Say it again, please, Candace.
Supperworks.com.
Okay. Now let's talk about music. What do you got lined up for us here this time?
I chose Sarah McLachlan, Building a Mystery, another favorite.
Okay, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Click go, and we'll be right back, folks. Stay locked in.
Your ass to wear in your suicide pose.
This is Candace Wagner from Supperworks. This is CKMS Radio Waterloo. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, on the internet at radiowaterloo.ca, and on Facebook Live Video. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at radiowaterloo.ca. Community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agriculture Show is made possible by community radio. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
Holy smokes, Candace, thanks for doing that. That was great. Feel like being a radio announcer?
Sure.
You did a good job there. That was fun. We've talked to Candace a little bit about her family, talked a little bit about what she does. Let's say that website again.
At supperworks.com.
Okay, I got to write that down for my own edifice here, too. So now this is the third section of our show, and I'm going to ask Candace, what do you know about agriculture? What do you know about agriculture that you think a person in the street would be interested in? Obviously you have a connection with agriculture, with preparing food, and not as a production point, but you still... You have opinions about agriculture. What should people know about agriculture?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. I
left it kind of broad open on purpose because some people honestly say, well, I'd eat three times a day, and that's fine. But,
agriculture, it's farming, right? It's supporting local farms, and I know that's very important in our house, and we do as much as we can. We like to go out to the farmers market, and we've done local farm boxes, and I think that for me, as a mom, it's just been educating my children on agriculture. You know, and it is lots of fun. I think that we've enjoyed when we have gotten food boxes through different programs, just really understanding what's in season at which time, and recipes on how to use different things that we never would have thought to use, like what to do with kohlrabi, for example.
Well, that's a good point, because we've become conditioned to just seeing stuff prepared and sitting in on a grocery shelf.
That's right.
So it does kind of stifle the imagination if you don't go back farther through the...
And I don't always have the time, but the summertime is perfect for me and for my kids. And we do pick a topic, we challenge ourselves and pick sort of something to make each week with something different.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It's fun.
Make it a game, isn't it?
We make it a game. That's how you do with kids, right? Everything's got to be a game.
That's what you
got
to do at supperworks.com, and your merchandise column is put on the Wagner food game.
Here we go. Maybe coming to a store near you.
It's surprising how sometimes these things really get legs and they run away. It's great.
Yeah. And I think my biggest thing is just educating kids.
Yeah.
Right? And making them understand what's in food and what's important and what they need to grow big and strong and making it fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So good to hear you're at the farmer's market checking out stuff. You probably have, do you have your own garden, a modest garden of some sort?
I have a little one, It's being taken over by beans and spaghetti squash at the moment.
So it's a big deal, but it's also really kind of fun and important for people when they do think about eating food is to have, I would think, this consideration that it has to grow in the soil and certain things have to happen and the like. So you obviously have kind of a feel for that.
Yeah. Well, I make my kids. My 10-year-old got a little bit of a green thumb, so she likes to garden. So she looks after it. Yes. I just give her little reminders and send her out there. But she's doing the watering. She's looking after stuff. She's doing the harvesting of the beans.
Well, I do.
Yeah. So it's,
a budding farmer.
Yeah. Well, they have to learn. And it may just be a little garden, but it's our little garden. So we like to look after it. We've got lots of bunnies around, too. So.
Ever been tempted to try the backyard chicken thing?
Oh, my kids were actually asking about that
this
weekend. We have friends who live in England, and my son had been visiting, and they have a chicken coop, and the kids like the chickens, and they didn't like what would have to happen to the chickens in winter, so.
Yeah. I don't know, I have a soft spot for the backyard chickens because it gets people to see that these are. Provide some food, and you can watch them. They're social, and then there's a beginning and an end, and these are all important things in life.
Yes, so. that's very true, and I think we would be okay up until the end part.
Well, this is good. I'm glad you told us about what some ideas, your perception on agriculture. Good to hear. Having to come across anybody that asks you, does brown milk come from brown cows? Or don't tell me carrots come from the dirt.
Yeah, no. Okay. I like that one, though. Does brown milk come from brown cows? That's a good one. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, no, we also, we do lots of different things. Being my husband being an athlete, so he's big into grass-fed beef. So he does get some grass-fed beef from a local farmer as well that he uses for certain things, especially leading up to his big race.
Yes.
Yeah, so he's...
Well, that makes sense.
So we've taken the kids out there as well. So they know the whole process.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. Well, what a great story. I'm glad you... It's like all guests, right? I have some interesting stories about what they know about agriculture, how their connection is. So thanks for that, for saying that and doing that. Let's play another song. What do you got queued up there now? We had something playing in the background there, and it ran away on us. But let's play another song here, and then we'll get back to our... We're going to answer some of the questions here on the we have somebody post a couple of three questions, and we'll try to hit them before we wrap up here. So, what do you got next here?
I picked a noisy one. It's one that plays a lot in our house. It's Alice Merton, No Roots.
So tell us, our listeners, about this one. Mostly me. I don't recognize that one.
You don't recognize this one?
Well, maybe once you get playing it, but
yeah, it's a good one. It's got a really good beat to it, and it's a little bit maybe of a dark feel to it, but
now is Alice a Canadian artist, you think, or no?
I should know that, and I don't.
No, just
know
curious. That's all.
Yeah. She's young, and my daughter sang her for picked her song for a recital. So here you go.
Okay, let's play it. Go right ahead there.
This is Janet Horner from Whitfield Farms in Malmer, Ontario. We are live streaming on the FM band at 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo, on the Rogers Digital Network at 946, and on the internet at radiowaterloo.ca. Catch podcasts of past shows and visit our supporters page at radiowaterloo.ca. Community radio broadcasts and promotes local news and entertainment through the spoken word and music. You are listening to The Agriculture Show. The Agriculture Show is supported by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Agriculture Show is made possible by community radio. The WFA represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the policy needs of society.
Hi, this is Poor Charlie, and I must tell you, I've been to Mississippi, and I've been to Nicollet. I've been to the Earth Bay on the West Coast, and I've been down to Trinity Bay in Newfoundland. And I love community radio, because that's how you find out what's happening, man.
Okay, we're back, and thanks for listening in. Time is slipping by real quick. Let's answer some questions here. Candace, we've had one of our lovely listeners pose a question. Which one do you want to start with here? We got time for one, I think.
Sure. Let's.
Maybe try two, but.
Okay.
So what Stephanie has put in a question. What's she asking us here?
She asked it. She said, food is a way to show people we care. Mm-hmm. And what would be some of the ways that we can impact our community through food?
Hmm. What do you think? Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, food is definitely a way to show that we care. And people need help at different times,
mm-hmm.
right? And we can help when people have had babies or when people have had surgery or something that's happened. So a lot of times we help at Supper Works families in need.
Yes.
So, you know, just showing them, you know, helping out,
yeah.
right? Because that's it. A lot of times they can't stand or they can't yeah. think about what to eat. And being able to provide them with a nutritious meal is definitely a way to help.
Well, that's
help
a good
out,
one.
Right?
We're going to do all these darn baby boomers floating around. We've got to find a way to look at it. They can't be putting these guys in the hut. We're going to put all in there somewhere.
Yeah.
That's an example, but there's many.
Yeah, there's many. Yeah, it's just, you know, we do find a lot of times people are, you know, taking collections at the office to support a new family or in times of need, really, and they're just coming in and picking up a bunch of meals to help get them through their week or their, you know, whatever they need.
Yeah,
it's nice. Stuff.
Let's try one more question real quick before we get too far behind you. What else we got on there?
Do you find there is a difference in how food is prepared by different people who go to your store? So, yeah, absolutely, I would.
Okay.
So at Supper Works, we prepare everything, right? So all of the meat is pre-bagged.
Yeah.
And a lot of times if you're making a stew or something, we're just putting all of the ingredients on top of that meat, mm-hmm. right? So we have some people who don't like things to touch things. So they'll leave that bag of meat closed and they'll just put all the other ingredients into a separate bag so they can take it home and prepare it how they would at home.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that make sense? It's just different. That happens a lot. We also have some people who don't eat pork, for example,
mm-hmm.
so they just don't make those ones. So we seem to have a lot of different options for customers, whether it be chicken, vegetarian, fish, beef, pork. There's lots to choose from. So it really is just putting together meals for their family, right? So if they're avoiding certain things and they're preparing it without certain ingredients, or they're not letting the raw vegetables touch the meat, however they really want to prepare it, for sure.
Okay, good stuff. Yeah. I got a question for you. We're getting close to the end of our time here at 2 o'clock. And what are you doing, Steph? Candace, what are you doing next 2 hours, 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months?
Oh. I am getting kids ready for back to school.
Okay. So that'll cover the whole two days.
And I'm running 100 kilometers.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So a lot of training miles put in between then and now.
Yeah. Well, that's a good deal. Where do you see yourself in 2 months? It'll be almost Christmas, hate to say it. But
oh, my goodness.
I know.
A knee deep in kids swim meets.
Okay.
for sure.
It's sports, swimming. And
yeah, competitive swimmers. So by the time we get a few months in November time, we get almost every weekend full of swim meets. So it's a lot of driving and a lot of pool time.
And in 2 years, what do you think you'd like to be doing, or where you'd be at? Like, you've been.
I want to run.
You're 11. How many years have you been running?
Works. Yeah, it was 11. Yeah, 11 years. Yeah.
But you first, now you're starting off with more. You want to do some more running?
I want to do more running. I got next year I'm running the, planning to run the Canadian Death Race out in Alberta. So, right. Yeah. I know. Yeah. My husband comes with me. We're going to take the challenge together with a friend of ours and off we go.
Do the kids come along too, or they want to just get to have a chance to do their own thing for a while?
Yeah, for that one, we're not taking them with us because it's just too much. So we'll have our heads in race ready mode and we'll go off and do our thing. It's going to take us 24 hours, I think, is our time limits. Okay.
The general gist is you got 24 hours to cover how many miles? Or
128 kilometers with three peaks. Yeah, in Grand Cache, Alberta. It's a pretty wild one.
How many people do you expect would come out and participate in something like that? Oh, boy. What do you think?
I have no idea. I know that a lot of people start, but they don't all finish.
So is there like prizes and stuff, or do you get sponsorship prizes? How do they run these things?
I'm sure there is, but I'm not that fast. My goal is just to get to the other side and then enjoy the journey to get there.
Have
some fun. Yeah, it's going to be lots of elevation out there, so it'll be fun.
That's pretty impressive. Good luck with that, and good luck with what you're doing. I just want to thank you so much for coming today to be a guest.
Thank you very much. And, pleasure to be here.
It's quite amazing. Just at the last minute like this, we managed to do the whole show in one whack here. Just going to wrap up now. Next show, Massage Show, is coming up next, and episode 226. And the Agriculture Show here at CKMS Radio 12.7. And we are at the old Beamer Box Factory at the corners of Bright Up and Duke in Kitchener. Great spot. So with that, we'll see you next week. We'll see you in 6 days and 22 hours. If you eat this week, thank a farmer. And if you're a farmer, thank a consumer.
There we go. Very good. Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks, Candace. See you later, folks. Bye for now.